Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. Well, it's a Fort Lewis reunion day. I'm here with Reed Duvall. First, congratulations. You're getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty special deal.
Yeah. And for those that may not know, the Hall of Fame will be on October 16th at the Fort Lewis College Ballroom. And 15th, not the 16th. You're looking at me, and I just looked at the count. You think 15th. I could remember, because that I was telling you off air, that's my anniversary.
That's right.
So I better get that right. So October 15th at 10 a.m. at Fort Lewis College, and it's also, I know, homecoming weekend. The Skyhawks are facing the Thunderwolves on the 14th at Ray Denison Memorial Field. And you are a former student athlete. And if I remember right, you even played soccer and football.
That's correct. Played soccer my second year up at college. Played football my first, soccer the second. And then actually did a university exchange program at the University of Oregon my third year.
Oh, okay.
Came back and played football after that. So I was almost a career Fort Lewis student, but yeah, I was there for several years.
Well, I was there five, and I was not a student athlete.
Right.
So I got to tell you, Reed, you know, you doing the student, I did not realize you went to Oregon.
Yeah, I was there for half, you know, from the fall until Christmas, and then came back and started getting ready for fall football season. So
right,
I was up there just for kind of the rainy fall, which was, it was fun. It was a good time.
Sure. Now, did you play ball or do something up there? Or is it
no,
just
I considered walking on up there and got up there, and it was past that time. So
yeah,
just found some other extracurricular activities.
Stay focused.
That's right.
All school.
All
business.
Right. Yep.
Now, your degree is?
Is in accounting.
Accounting. Okay. Yes, and you're working locally now.
Working locally for Crossfire. Yep. Got my CPA license and just working in finance up at CFO up for Crossfire.
Now, when you graduated, did you work for one of the accounting firms and then come have an opportunity to come back to the local area?
So I was the year before I graduated, I was an intern for KPMG, and then that turned into a job offer rolling into my senior year. So I kind of had that job offer set up going into senior, which was nice. I don't know if it helped my GPA, but it was a good situation. And then when it was up in Denver for several years, and then had an opportunity to come back and didn't want to pass it up.
Yeah. Now you were born in Durango, right?
I was born in Dallas. Moved here when I was almost four.
I'm
not going to date myself, but it was 1986 we moved here. So
yeah,
pretty much grew up here, and
sure,
yeah, all my brothers and I grew up here.
Right. Well, and now I know, is it Richard Ellis that owns Garden Schwartz? Is
yes,
your
sir.
Uncle?
Yes, sir. That's my mother's brother.
Right. Well, I just remember hearing stories about you when you were very young. See, I'm old. So I'm 53, so I'm really old, Reed. And I remember him talking about you and your brother like bailing off the bunk beds and just tackling and, you know, harassing each other.
Yeah, we that ended about a year or two ago. So
between
the four of us. So it's been a long time. I think it's barely just ended now.
Yeah.
Now that we have some kids to kind of watch them do it.
Yeah, you're going to encourage them to, you know, or say, hey, guys, don't do that because this is what will happen.
Yeah, that's right.
So let me ask you, as a student athlete, what are some of the best things you learned as a student athlete at Fort Lewis?
You know, I'd say, of course, time management. And, you know, it takes a lot to be to be successful in athletics and in academics. And I think accountability and being part of a team, of course, is always growing up playing sports. That's, you know, you have your job and you have your teammates that you have to fulfill that job for. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the biggest elements. Granted, it's, you know, my wife and I, who played soccer up at the college, we always talk about, you know, what if we didn't play sports? Like, what would we do with our time?
Right.
It was just kind of normal for us going through college. And I think with heavy high school sports, you're conditioned.
Yeah.
That's the right word. Conditioned for that kind of activity and that type of stress of time in your life. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in time management, I definitely can see that. And, you know, you have as a student athlete, not only do you have the professors kind of, you know, that are, you're trying to keep up with the workload and everything, but you have your coaches too that
sure.
are monitoring things very closely.
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, I think the coaches monitor less when you are successful in the academic. So sure. they can kind of monitor the sports side. And yeah. luckily, you know, through work and really enjoying accounting, academics was never really a problem for me. So
right.
the coaches didn't have to have as much attention on me in the academic side. But of course, on the football field and film and right. making sure that we are up to speed on game plans, they, of course, that's their job to keep on us on that.
Right, right. On that well, you level. Know, and you mentioned the accounting because that's the one area that I was looking at majoring in business. And after doing statistics and not doing very well, it's actually when I figured out I was dyslexic. I was flipping numbers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd never been tested. Nobody ever identified that. And a professor said, you know the answers when I talk to you, you know. And I said, well, I flipped the number.
Right.
And he went, oh. And so I quickly bailed out of that and went into communications. But
right.
Yeah, so then
well,
you
I was thinking math for a while and then got into, I don't know if it was Calc 2 or above that, but it wasn't flipping numbers. It was just unable to comprehend what was going on. But I always enjoyed numbers and business, so yeah. accounting was a quick choice after that.
Right. Yeah. So let me ask you this. On the field, what is like one of your best memories that you have? And, you know, it wasn't a good memory, but I remember you broke your arm in a game one time. We put you in the car and off with
sure.
Dr. Lawton. That was yeah. not a good memory, but you played at a speed that is just, I mean, no fear. And so right. what with that, what is like a memory that you have that you just go, gosh, I remember whatever it might have been?
Well, you know, our senior year, we played Shadron in the rain. And I actually did have, I was playing that game in a cast. But I can remember that game pretty vividly, just the, you know, very dark, you know, cloud mm-hmm. cover, rain, muddy,
yeah.
You know, not, I don't think a specific play, but just that game was pretty vivid as far as slopping around and tackling
right.
people and sliding for 10 yards, but, or not tackling people and sliding for 10
sure.
yards.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But it's, you know, people always talk about sports and then looking back, and I think it's more about, the guys in the locker room and the preparation. And, you know, for me in general, I know, you know, somebody like McAteris last year had tons of individual plays, but for me, it's just really the whole time and,
yeah.
And being with buddies and,
right.
Just the whole experience.
Yeah. So when you found out that you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, what went through your mind?
It's just absolute honor for sure. You know, a lot of prep leading up to that, and I think that some, you know, through practice and hard work, I can take some accountability for
sure.
or claim for. But you know, a lot of great people around me growing up, especially here in town. So you know, I had two high school football coaches, and I just played my senior year. But
mm-hmm.
both of those gentlemen are in the Hall of Fame: Shane Voss and Ron Trujillo. And
oh
then
yeah,
my high school basketball coach and also soccer coach Tim Fitzpatrick is in the Hall of Fame, and
mm-hmm.
then had a middle school football and basketball coach Alfonso Garcia Ponch,
yeah.
in the Hall of Fame. So yeah, you know, growing up had a lot of Hall of Fame caliber folks around me, and you know, Hall of Fame people around
right.
me. So a lot of great coaches growing up, and a lot of support through family and the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and I want to point out your wife. Kelly Smith, now Kelly Duvall, obviously.
Sir.
She played soccer. And so and it's funny because I always think back and I'm going, well, wait, you guys are having your third kid. Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
The way. And I'm going, well, that's not possible. You're too young.
Right.
Being the old guy. But you met your wife at Fort Lewis. Did you?
That's
when
right.
did you guys start dating? And,
well, I think that was a progression, because I think the first time she met me, I had a mullet, and she thought that was not
very sexy, Reed. Yeah,
she didn't. I don't think she thought that was in her future, but she actually was. She worked. There was work study that uh-huh. we could do, and she worked behind the equipment desk of the football locker
right.
room. So I'm asking her for a football pump, and I'm asking her for the, you know, things for my helmet. And of course, Well, I should
you
say
really
of course,
didn't
but,
need it, or
well, maybe I didn't need it, but yeah, she didn't know where to find it, so I just jumped over the counter and grabbed what I needed.
There
and,
you go.
You know, said hello, and
yeah,
yeah, we started hanging out, and it was nice having I love having a wife who's been through a lot of the same experiences,
right,
being a student athlete, and
yeah,
she's an amazing mother, amazing wife, and was an amazing was an amazing athlete too.
Yeah, yeah. So I can only imagine that when you guys are hanging out in your backyard, your kids are your daughter. You said is two
daughters, two and sons, about 3.5.
Okay,
over 3.5.
Another one on the way. I can only imagine what this is going to be like looking forward with the tackling and the soccer and the football and all the sports going on in the backyard.
Well, we know they're tough. They've proven that so far, but coordination is not don't know.
That'll
somehow
come.
It escaped so yeah. far. So it's going to be a work in progress for them, but yeah.
Well, congratulations. I think it's just so cool and especially going to the Hall of Fame and seeing the student athletes when I was up there. What was it, from 2000 to about 2007, and I knowing you also, through the years of Durango, but then seeing the folks, everybody come back, and I think
right.
every athlete that's being inducted this year was there when I was up there working.
Right.
And
yep.
what a fun time. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Reed Duvall, who's going to be inducted into the Fort Lewis College Athletic Hall of Fame on October 15th. Happens at 10 a.m. up at the Student Union Building in the ballroom, I guess, if that's what it's still called. And go to GoSkyHawks.com and get tickets, attend the event. They're playing football against CSU Pueblo, so come on out and support the Skyhawks. Now, let me ask you, what advice would you give to a junior high kid? And I always say whether they're in football or theater or whatever, to get involved in something. But what advice would you give to a young individual of what they need to know to become successful?
Something that I've said for a long time is that, and I've mentioned it to kids and students growing up, is that effort and coachability don't take any skill, and anybody can go out there and be coachable, and anybody can go out there and work hard. And I think a lot of my success really stands on a couple of those pillars. I've never been the most skilled person, but working hard and taking coaching and adjusting to improve, consistently adjust to continue to get better is
right.
something that I think that can take you a long way.
Yeah. Now, how with that in mind, what are some of the things, again, that have transcended into your daily work life? And do you sit down with, employees that you might have at Crossfire and say, here's some of the things, and try and coach them on what to do instead of just being a boss?
I think just being from a team sports background for myself, I want folks to be their best and to use their mind. It's not me telling them something. It's let's look at this as a team, and I want you to come up with the answer. I don't want to mm-hmm. give you the answer. And always having multiple views on issues and problems and which direction we should go. I have high value in difference of opinion and different backgrounds, and I think that it can really make the workplace and the world a better place far as getting different views on things, but really just letting people develop for themselves and just kind of playing as the bumper pins in the alleys to just kind of push them back in the right direction if they need it,
kind of herd them along.
Yeah.
So who's inducting you? Because you obviously have some huge mentors,
right?
And Hall of Famers, from Ponce, Fitzpatrick, all of them. So who's inducting you?
A gentleman named Nick McCula, who is a Durango High School alumni and uh-huh. one of my best friends growing up. I started playing T-ball with him when I was 5. But another three-sport athlete from the high school who was always a notch better than me in every single sport. So, he's a longtime friend, one of my best friends. And
that's great.
Yeah, it'll be good to have him here.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, Reed, again, congratulations. We'll see you up there on October 15th, if not the 14th,
sure.
the football game, all that, hanging out in the VIP tent.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll have
yeah.
my hearing aids on so I can hear the stories you guys will be telling.
Right. And do need to tell the listeners the congratulations to Jack, who is also getting inducted. He might have not mentioned that.
Yeah, but I did not. On the look same at the time. Day. We got to yeah. wrap it up, right? Yeah. Yes. Somehow I got, I'm on that list, and it's an honor. Yep. And yeah, I just, I'm humbled by it as yourself, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Yep.
We'll have to keep our speeches short.
That's right. I will. I will.
Reed, thank you for coming in. And again, congratulations. Check it out at GhostSkyHawks.com. We'll see you at the Hall of Fame on the 15th. Have a great day.
Thanks.